This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Postal employees get deserved credit for getting out there in snow, rain, and dark of night, but I want to take a moment to also salute the rest of you during these dark moments of winter who figured out a way to, despite the slush and the ice and the snow, to get the heck into work because that's the sort of person you are and because the boss said you can't work from home. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein picks it up from there.
For low-wage workers, these nor'easters that have swept up the Atlantic Ocean can be cruel. Amy Traub is a policy analyst with Demos.
If they aren't able to be at work because of the weather, maybe their car won't start or the bus they take to work can't get down an unplowed street, they will miss out on a paycheck as a result. And so for families living paycheck to paycheck, that's really no small matter.
It's not clear how many people can afford to skip a day due to a blizzard. The White House Council of Economic Advisers estimates 39% of private sector workers have no sick leave. That's some 43 million people. New Jersey-based woodworker Kelly Conklin says when the weather turns nasty, he tells it to his 13 employees straight.
Use common sense. Our general policy is we're not asking anybody to risk their lives for this.
Does productivity suffer for it? A bit, says Conklin. But after 30-plus years running his business, he says he's learned a simple lesson. The day after the storm, without any prompting from him, everybody puts in a little extra for a boss who's reasonable. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.